Jerry Ambrose. He is the Lansing City Finance Director, and he's about to leave us. We're going to talk about that soon. Jerry, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. Good morning.
Good morning to you. You have taken another job, a new job in Flint. I believe you're going to start at the beginning of the year. Tell us about it.
Well, I'm going to start working into it about the first of the year. I'll actually leave the city of Lansing about mid-January. I'm going to be working with Michael Brown, who's the emergency manager in Flint, as his financial advisor, and essentially carrying out the functions of finance director for the city of Flint.
Well, what made you decide to make this move?
Well, this was an opportunity. I wasn't looking to leave. I love working with the city of Lansing. I love what Mayor Bonero has done, what he's been able to accomplish. But I'd worked with Mike Brown when he was the CEO of Capillary United Way here, and Mike called up one day and said, gosh, guess what I'm going to do, and how would you like to help? And I thought, what a challenge, what an opportunity, and so decided to pursue it.
Now, how long are you going to be in place there in Flint?
Well, that depends on speed of the progress. I think that Mr. Brown foresees that this is at least a couple of years.
I wanted to ask you about what the future holds for Lansing fiscally. Do you see the challenges improving? I know revenues and what we take in have always been a great challenge.
Sure. Well, and they continue to be for a while. This budget that's just beginning to be prepared for July 1 of 2012 will indeed be challenging. We still forecast probably an $8 million gap between revenues and expenses when we take it, even when we take into account the millage that was passed by the voters. And that on a $100 million budget is still a daunting task. On the other hand, I think this might be hopefully the last big chunk that has to be dealt with. We do see signs that perhaps property values are not going to continue to decrease after this year. It appears that the economy, while it's not rebounding like historically, perhaps it has stabilized and we're beginning to see some growth. So, as we've said many times, it'll be 2016-2017 before we really see revenues growing at a rate to come close to the growth of expenditures. But I think the worst is over, except that this year, and I got to emphasize, this upcoming budget year is still going to be a very big challenge.
Do you think that the Lansing City Council and the mayor and his staff are on the same page? There always seems to be two different factions, and one against the mayor, whatever he may be working on. Do you see that as a problem for you and your office?
Oh, not in Flint.
Here in Lansing.
Sorry. well, it's a challenge. I mean, there's no question that there are factions of the city council who seem to be, regularly in opposition to the mayor. Democracy is a messy process in its essence. I think that I would, I'm not going to get too much into that. I think that the results speak for themselves, and that Mayor Bonero has been able to achieve many of the things that he thinks are important for this city, and I think we're beginning to see the fruits of it, and so he's overcome whatever obstacles there are.
During your tenure here in Lansing, what's the thing you're most proud of?
I'm proud to have been a part of Mayor Bonero's team and part of a team that has kept Lansing, has enabled Lansing to face the very, very significant financial challenges that have faced the city while investing in the future. The investments that we've been able to make in economic development, I think a lot of seeds have been planted, and I think there's nothing but good stuff for the city of Lansing going into the future, and I've been really happy to be part of it.
What's been the biggest disappointment?
I think the biggest disappointment has been having to deal with the financial challenges that we've had to. And, they haven't rebounded as quickly as we would like. You know, the problems have been compounded, frankly, you know, as the state has dealt with its own problems. And you know, we've lost a fair amount of state support from the, you know, state financial support. And that's just made the problem worse.
Do we know who is going to take over your position yet?
No, Mayor Bonaro is sorting through his options.
Do you have input on that?
I'll be working with him on it, but, you know, it's his. I think that he's got a great team in place, and it's not going to skip a beat.
Wanted to ask you, I know that there was a challenge with some folks and taxes and getting correct information out. Can you update us on that?
Oh, you're talking about the tax bill snafu there of a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
It was just, you know, I mean, stuff happens. We've got 45,000, give or take, you know, tax bills and parcels that are tracked. Little, you know, the wonders of technology and new folks dealing with, you know, how that technology works. Just said that there was a particular group of tax bills that the right calculation wasn't done, and they initially got a tax bill that said you don't owe anything. We subsequently changed that. Everybody's got the correct tax bill. We're addressing any questions that come up.
All right, and finally, Jerry, as you head up to Flint for your new position, emergency financial managers are unpopular in some circles. What do you think your job is going to be beyond just getting the fiscal house in order up there?
Well, that's a good point. You know, Mike Brown is from Flint. He's invested in Flint. He's been working in Flint in other capacities for the last several years. Not only does he see us, you know, addressing the immediate financial problems, but he wants to see Flint on a position to recover, you know, as a city and to go forward.
All right, Jerry Ambrose, for another couple of weeks is the City of Lansing Finance Director. Jerry, there are a lot of folks who don't have the guts or the courage to deal with tough issues. You always come on our program, and we appreciate you for that. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Tony, and have a good day.